G'day friends and welcome to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse on the mic, inviting you for another awesome episode that inspires happiness and hopefully positive changes to your day. Thanks so much to everyone that's subscribed and listened to the show lately. I have to give props to Sadesh Somu from last week's episode. That was probably one of the most powerful episodes, if not the most powerful episode I've done to this day. It was emotionally and spiritually incredible. And thank you so much to every single person that listened to that episode. I know there was some incredible feedback from it, and you know, absolute respect and love and admiration to Sadesh for opening up and sharing such an incredible story that needed to be told. So we'll definitely do a follow-up with Sadesh in later episodes. But this week, we've got a wonderful episode. This one's been a while in the making. I'm very good friends with a lovely lady named Tammy Freeman, who is an incredible and inspiring woman that really turned her life around and just really 180'd her life from a life of depression and you know, just really not being in touch and in love with herself as a human being. And she made some positive changes through the Naked Health program and just also within herself. And she is now today an ambassador for the program, helping inspire change and positive lifestyle changes to not only just women, but men and families as well. So it sounds like a really good program for the family. So there will be a link in the episode for you to check out if you're at all curious about making some positive changes in your life, and you know, just reaching out to Tammy and just finding out more about the program. She's also a beauty therapist, and I can attest that she's very good at what she does. And she's also a marriage celebrant. So she's such a wonderful human being, such an inspiration and positive ball of energy. I got nothing but love and respect for her. She's such a dear friend, and it really means a lot to me to have her on this program, you know, sharing her story. It starts a little bit sad and dark, with, you know, the discussion of a mutual friend of ours, Kristen Steele, that is sadly no longer with us, but, you know, it's a bit weird for me to talk about, to be honest, but I'll let Tammy tell the story. But she was a beautiful soul, and I could see how much of that rubbed off on Tammy as a person. And they really are peas in a pod, and they just really just complemented each other. And I can see why they were overseas together, and just being free-spirited and just living life to the fullest. It's just so beautiful. And it's great to, you know, what I get from this episode is that I feel that spirit lives on in Tammy today. And Tammy has made some incredible and powerful changes in her life that I hope that you can all feel a little motivated and a little inspired by, and gain something positive from it. So again, thank you so much to everyone that listens to this show. It really means the world to me. I really do this, as I say this all the time every week, I don't do this to get thousands of listeners or followers or anything like that. In fact, I really very rarely look at statistics, and I get the empowerment from knowing that I can make a positive change in a person's day and in their lives. So if I can create a platform to give people the opportunity to share their wisdom, their thoughts, their testimonials, and help inspire change and positive influence on our lives as humans, then more power to this show. Happy Days is proudly brought to you by my Freak Productions website, and it is my very own little creative hub. I'm very proud of it. I'm not going to tell you to buy my books. I'm not going to tell you to subscribe or anything like that, but look, it's something that I invest a lot of my time and soul into, and I'm very proud of it. And I know there are people out there that feel the same way. So I'm deeply appreciative to every single person that supports what I do. And thank you so much. And if you haven't checked it out already, please go to www.frekproductions.com. Check it out. Leave a donation if you want. Buy a book if you want. Or just check it out. Leave a review, whatever. I don't mind. If you enjoy the show, of course, I'd love it if you subscribed. If you don't, that's fine. But definitely, hit that subscription button. This show is available on all platforms. And every week I'm bringing you an episode with inspiring and fascinating people from all walks of life. I really love the fact that I do a show where every week is talking to someone new and different that, obviously they all, the common denominator is that we all share a powerful and inspiring story. And I hope that more and more of you can listen to the show and feel empowered and inspired to make some positive changes in your lives and live your best life. That's really all any of us want for each other at the end of the day, is to live our best life and be happy. So let's be happy, everyone. Now, without further ado, here is my Happy Days chat with Tammy Freeman. Enjoy. Welcome to Happy Days, and thank you for sharing your Happy Days with me.
No worries. Thanks for having me,
Jesse. Yeah, man. I feel like it's really special to have you on here because you've got a fascinating story to tell, and I feel like some people could be inspired and motivated by hearing your story. And I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, cool. It's been a bit of a journey lately.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah, since the days, as I always say, with a Z instead of an S, or DYS. The old days of Dracula's where it was just one big party. To today where, you're kicking goals and inspiring people and inspiring change in people. And
yeah, life's done a full 180.
It really has, yeah. So I guess, without sort of going too back in the time warp of things, I'd love to sort of just get straight into it. Like, what inspired your change? Like, at what point of your life were you, that you said, hey, I've got to make some changes?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, basically hospitality is a bit of a wild industry to be in. So
absolutely, yeah.
After Dracula's, I hit it overseas and worked on the super yachts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very work hard, play hard mentality. And you just, you work your ass off and you earn pretty good money and you sort of get used to that disposable income. So when it is time for your time off, it's everyone's just as wild as you. So you think you're normal. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of binge drinking, a lot of other things. And I didn't realize my mental health was taking its toll during that time as well. It just so much partying and not really much time for
So it was really a case of just zero responsibility and just living life to the extreme and just getting swept up in the lifestyle of it all. Made it. So we're back.
I have no idea where we got up to then.
That's okay. So you were talking about early on in life, you'd left hospitality at Dracula's and Hard Rock, which was a wild time to say the least. Yeah. And you found yourself working on the super yachts. And you got swept up in the whole lifestyle. Like as a young girl, these things happen, man. Right. When we're sort of at that age and we're of zero responsibility and, we're making disposable income and we're surrounded by like-minded people, we do tend to get swept up in everything and think it's, we perceive it as perfectly normal. So my perception is that is exactly what was going through your head at that point, but you didn't realize that it was actually slowly affecting you mentally.
Yeah, and physically as well.
Mm.
So when I was pretty much 10 years on and off that I did it for, because I left Dracula's at I just turned 28.
Mm-hmm.
And headed over And I was only going to go for a year, but the money got addictive instead of the travel, and got to travel all over the world and see amazing things and have crazy experiences and amazing times. Like, I don't regret any of it, but it was sort of not until you come back and then you're sort of back in the real world, suddenly you've got to pay your own bills and you're back on an average wage, and it's like, oh shit, now what?
What's that transition like? Like, you go from, doing the normal thing that we all do, which is, work those early jobs, early in your life and being responsible to a degree. But then finding yourself, traveling all over the world, seeing parts of the world you never imagined you would see in your wildest dreams. Like, how's that transition for you as a young girl at the time?
It was pretty wild because I was like, I'd never even traveled before. I actually went overseas before yachting, as you know, to meet up with Kristen, and did London and Amsterdam, then came home for a few months, and I was, adamant that I didn't want to go back overseas after, losing my friend. And it was just sort of by fate that I ended up getting a job. It was unheard of how I got, like, usually you've got to go over there and you've got to, walk the docks and hit up all the agencies, but I got the job quite easily. And so for me, it was just like I felt there was a calling. I just had to go. Yeah, it was pretty wild. I was very, very, very nervous to go traveling on my own and not really knowing what to expect. And I didn't even really know what a super yacht was. So I was, Googling it and going, oh, wow, okay, this is pretty full on. And yeah, as soon as I'd done my sort of first. Well, my first season, actually, my first 2 months on the yacht, I was seasick every single day, and to the point where I'd get put on a drip. the trip from Panama back to Florida, my captain actually sort of said to me, "Oh, I don't think this is the right career choice for you." And I was really like, "Oh man, no, I really want to give it a go." And I sort of once we got over to the Mediterranean, I got to fly there, come home for a holiday, and then I just got through a whole season without getting seasick, and then I just sort of just adjusted. But yeah, traveling and seeing the stuff you grow up a lot
Yeah,
and
I bet.
definitely change the person. But yeah, it was very addictive.
Yeah, it definitely would be, especially when you go from normal lifestyle to something like that. It'd just be, I can tell how it would be so addictive. If it's okay, I'd like to just ask, rewind back a little bit and just ask quickly about London, Amsterdam, because Kristen was a dear friend. Sadly missed to
All of
this
us,
day.
yeah.
She was a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And it was the time with her, like, was that a mutual decision on both your parts to go to London and, explore and just be young and adventurous?
Yeah, well, she went first. So Kristen
Right.
actually went. I was supposed to go with her, but I chickened out and always just got into relationships, and I made excuses not to go just because of fear. And so she was really over there. I think Kristen had been over for about 2 years before me, and then I finally got the courage to go. Well, actually, my stepdad booked me a one-way flight and goes, if you don't go now, you're never going to. So I, headed over there with, I think, $100 in my bank account. So I had no choice but to, as soon as I get there, I'm going to have to start working. And I'd not long become a beauty therapist. So in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to London and find a beauty job, but go visit Kristen in Amsterdam because she'd been begging me to go visit. And once I got to Amsterdam, we just had the best time. And I went to she was working at the Hard Rock Cafe over there. So I had a guaranteed job there if I wanted it. And after having 3 weeks of Kristen being my tour guide and, taking me through the red light district, and she's got her, her favorite stripper that she knows, like she just knew it. She had this perfectly cool tour that she took me on, and yeah, we had the best time. And so, this is sort of before the camera phones and stuff. So I, had all my camera and I took all heaps of photos, so I was the last one to have all the photos of her. And, she was engaged to a beautiful Norwegian guy, Chris, and I think we're sort of planning on doing a wedding that year. And so I decided, yeah, Amsterdam's more my vibe than London. So I'll go back to London and get my visa sorted, which was only going to take me 2 days. Everything was all booked up, booked in. And I said goodbye to her in the morning and I got on the plane. And that morning, it was sort of the first day of summer. So she decided to ride her bike to work. But that morning, yeah, she didn't make it to work because the concrete truck had come off duty and she was in the blind spot. So yeah, it was horrible. Worst time of my life because I didn't find out for about 24 hours because my phone wasn't working, and then I had to get, my friends from home, trying to contact me saying you need to ring Kristen's mom, and I'm like, why? What's going on? Yeah, long story short, flew back to the Amsterdam and met up with her family, and then it was 2 weeks later that we could find Rasha's home, and I was a bit of a messed up unit after that. But once I got home to, obviously you guys were all at the memorial, and yeah, I sort of went into hibernation for about 6 months, just trying to get over
Process
it.
and yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a traumatic thing, that no one should have to go through, but unfortunately it's one of them parts of life that no one or no nothing can prepare you for. And it affects us all in different ways, but I feel like the positive from that was that you gained a determination and inspiration to continue on the journey and travel and work and live that life to the fullest that she did so beautifully. And I guess that would take us back to the super yachts and living that life. And living your life to the fullest is, would that be about right to say?
Yeah, definitely. Because I know, like, I had this resistance of not wanting to go overseas again because of fear, but then I knew that she would have wanted me to because she had worked so hard on trying to get me to out of my comfort zone to go overseas in the first place. So,
Such a beautiful friend, man. That's
yeah.
incredible.
And I've always felt like I've had her with me. Like I've done some stupid shit and got away with it. And I'm always like, thank you, Kristen.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, she's been on my travels with me and came through one time when I had a psychic reading, which was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, it
awesome,
was
man.
fun.
So you work hard, you play hard, life happens, and you sort of find yourself in a position in life where you just kind of, I don't know, did you find yourself just taking a long, hard look in the mirror within yourself one day and just went, I can't do this anymore. I need to make some changes. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep going downwards.
Yeah, well, my drinking was becoming a bit of an issue. I got fired off a couple of boats for just breaking too many rules and curfews and warnings, and a lot of it just was alcohol related. And yeah, when I came back here, I did settle down a lot initially because I met a guy that was a non-drinker. But then that turned into a bit of a toxic relationship. So when I ended that one, just into 2018, I sort of headed into single life again and just kind of really went a little bit downhill and gained a lot of weight, just got into a bit of a depression, just I was, and just started thinking, oh, I'm never going to meet the right person, and I was flirting with someone that wasn't probably the best flatmate, and yeah, had a bit of a crazy year. Now when I look back on it, there's a few things that happened and I'm like, oh man, that was just crazy, like wasn't myself. And then a friend of mine had been telling me about this Naked Health program that she was promoting and an ambassador for, and you should really give it a go. And she kept saying about this mindset, oh, there's all mindset involved, and I'm like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And yeah, I was about to, I'd actually had a date with a guy that this is a one of those moments where you just go, what the hell? I'd had a string of bad Tinder dates, and I went on this, I mean, I went on a coffee date with a guy in the morning, and he just strung all day until then. We watched a movie, the back of his van, and then I was like, right, well, I'm going to go inside now. I'll just catch you soon. And then as he walked me to the door, he said, oh, I've got to be honest with you. The woman I've dated in the past are usually quite small and petite, so I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like,
that's a bit right. Rough.
You shouldn't have known that at 8 o'clock this morning when you first had a coffee with me. Just like wasting my whole day. But yeah, I cried myself to sleep that night. And the next day, I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, my self worth is so bad right now. I need to make some changes.
Yeah.
And I was just hated what I saw in the mirror. I was probably the heaviest I've ever been and just felt disgusting in myself. I contacted my friend.
So you were really like, you didn't love yourself at that point. You just really you hated who you'd become. And
just was like, I hadn't been checking in with myself at all. I just I had no self-awareness. I just, you know, going on.
But that's life, isn't it? I mean, we take a moment and just blink and next thing you know, just so much can happen in a blink of an eye, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And
just been, not a lot of self-reflection and just kind of questioning, you know, had I done the right thing ending that relationship because of, you know, shit dates I've been going on and that kind of thing.
So this health program was the catalyst that sort of inspired a bit of a change?
Definitely, And so I did a 6-week challenge instead of following the program before my 40th and, I lost like 6 kilos or something. And,
but
there's a whole mindset element to it. So I was doing all the mindset series and all about self-love and self-worth and just, you know, really being kinder to yourself, not taking everything so seriously and just a bit more self-care. So my 40th rolled around and I was actually feeling pretty good about myself enough to, and from doing that, I sort of actually joined up as a customer so I could get my products cheaper. And then for like another year goes by, I lost another 5.5, so 11.5 kilos all up, and people were really starting to notice and the change in me, both physically and mentally, in a positive way. So I actually joined the business side of it because I wanted to help other women feel the same and do the same. And it's been really amazing. Like, I've only been going playing Fallout probably since October last year because had a bit of a COVID, roller coaster with my other businesses because I'm also a marriage celebrant and beauty therapist. So it's been a roller coaster ride this last 2 years with lockdowns and weddings cancelling, and then the border really screwed me over because I do a lot in Byron Bay.
Okay, yeah, business is good down there.
Yeah, I just sort of, I've got that sort of boho vibe, so I do a lot of weddings over the border and Northern Rivers.
Right.
So when that border shut, I've lost probably 80% of my weddings, so a bit of a freak out moment.
And
it also made me just realize I needed to have something online, like an extra stream income. So I really got stuck into this, you know, wholehearted woman in business, and it's now bringing me in a pretty decent income, and it's, you know, something I'm passionate about, and I love helping other women feel good. And
it's a pretty good feeling to, you know, like, it's one thing to get paid to do what you love, but it's another thing to really, that real value is getting that satisfaction of making changes in people. And helping others. I don't know. I just think there's something special about it. And it's kind of almost addictive. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's just when you're surrounding yourself with positive people that want to support you and help you win, you can't help but, you know, get good results. And that's what it's all about is, you know, this program is not just, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. And just getting your body back into, like, nutritional wise, like whole food.
Yeah.
In turn, it affects your mental health too. So there's been a link to depression and nutrition in the past. Like, now, a lot of depression is caused by poor diet. So if you're nourishing your body with whole food nutrition, in turn makes you happy.
Yeah, that's quite often the case. Healthy body, healthy mind. And so you've really adhered and stuck to a strict diet of sorts?
It's more so just avoiding processed foods and gluten and, heavy saturated stuff. So I love cooking anyway.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yes, I'm also making everything from scratch, and we have like amazing recipes. We've got a master chef that's one of our mentors that created all these amazing recipes. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So even things like it's about, you know, getting your kids off sugar and off refined sugar and gluten and all those sorts of things. So there's a whole recipe book just on chocolate, like making treats, you know, but getting your kids off sugar.
It's a fascinating time in the last 5 years. I think anyway, in the last 5 years, like, I mean, I could talk for ages about diet and stuff like that, but it's a fascinating field in the way we're re-educating ourselves to eat better and live better.
Yeah, sure.
And you're a testament to that yourself. And how does it make you feel sort of seeing, you know, like, you know, without getting too political about things, just the Australian government talking about, you know, getting healthier and stuff like that, but then we're promoting fast food on the sly, like, I don't know, that it's,
yeah, and they're putting up veggie and fruit prices are going up through the roof.
Yeah, I don't know, I've noticed that, and I feel like we're being punished for healthier life choices.
Yeah, but they don't want us to be healthy because they don't make money.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you can go out and buy a piece of a steak for next to nothing in the supermarkets, meanwhile you got to pay an arm and a leg to get fresh veggies. I just don't understand how that makes sense. It really doesn't at all. So I don't know. It's something that sits in my mind on a frequent basis. And I don't know, you're probably one of the first people I've really talked to about it. So
yeah, I could go on all day about that sort of topic because I just, look at the lockdowns. None of the fast food chains got locked down, did they?
No, that's it. I mean, that's where I feel like the double standard kicks in. Like, you see, I don't know, I live in an apartment building and you see just bloody, you know, everyone's buying Uber Eats and McDonald's and KFC. And it's just like, wow, like, go to the markets and get some fresh fruit and veggies, man. Like,
exactly.
Like, you'll,
so,
you'll
support local small businesses.
Yeah, I love going to the markets and getting fresh produce from there. So, yeah, but anyway, so this program that you do, you're an ambassador for it, and you've really just really come full circle with it and just helping others. You were talking before about like these mental health activities that you do to help, I guess, you know, re-educate your brain, so to speak. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so instead of watching, you know, TV that's a little bit empty, I'm sort of more so into my, every time I'm in the car now, I'm listening to a podcast, like a self-development type podcast.
Yeah, cool.
And, bigger on my podcast. And only, like, as of 2 years ago, started meditating, which I've never done in my life.
Oh, wow, okay.
Like, I've always had a very busy, active brain. And when I was on the yachts, you know, my adrenals were fried, so my levels are up, which was, you know, in turn makes you hold on to the weight.
Yeah.
Learning to calm my mind because I am an overthinker as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've sort of tried to start my mornings now with like meditation and journaling and positive like manifestation and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really, really big on that now. And just catching your thoughts. Like when you start to have a negative thought or, I can't do that, or I don't have enough of this, or if you can stop it within that first few seconds, you can actually rewire it so that you're putting out positive vibes to the universe instead of the negatives.
Yeah.
So just being more mindful of what's coming out my mouth too. Like, you know, obviously you have weeks where, because I've got my beauty business, you know, you've got weeks sometimes where half your clients call in sick or they don't make it. And then you're like, oh God, you know, yeah, you worry about the money coming in. But as soon as you say to myself, no, I have enough. I'm always okay. It's amazing. Like, how it does spin around. And like even this week, I've got two weddings this week, so I'm only working 2 days at the beauty salon, and I was like, oh, I don't have many bookings in there. And I sort of started thinking, oh shit, but then I just changed it around saying, geez, I've got a busy week.
Yeah,
I'm so busy this week, like I'm booked up. And I got booked up. So
that's
just
amazing.
Sort of tricking your brain, I guess.
And
you just change the vibration of your thoughts. So that's the biggest thing that's changed for me, is just being more mindful and kinder to myself. Like, you know, like just, loving yourself is like, by loving yourself, I still have a drink. Like I still, you know, socialize and that sort of thing. I just don't have bending anymore, or blackouts, or things that I don't remember.
Yeah. So you're basically in more control of your life, so to speak, and you live a more responsible life, but you still allow time and flexibility for yourself to enjoy the things in life that, you know, make you happy.
Yeah, I'm just in alignment now. Things just more aligned. And, you know, a year ago I met a beautiful partner, and I think that's because I had sort of increased my self-worth and a bit more aware of the kind of person I wanted and needed in my life. So
yeah,
I attracted that person to me, and he's awesome.
That's so beautiful, man. And he shares, you know, similar thoughts and ideals with you. Yeah, with what you do.
Yeah, he probably meditates more than I do, actually.
Oh wow, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, he's even joined this business with me and was really supportive from the beginning when I told him all about it.
Yeah,
he goes, "Why aren't you doing the business?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I've just been, you know, a customer." And he goes, "Tam, you need to do this. It's it's your passion, you know."
Yeah.
So he's been super encouraging and supportive the whole way.
So I'm fascinated by this meditation thing as well. I've dabbled with meditation, and I'm sure we all have in some shape or form. I find different ways of meditating, but and I listened to a podcast today, funny enough, with the actor Dolph Lundgren, who dedicates 30, 40 minutes a day to meditating. And it says pretty much exactly what you said. I have the benefits from it. What sort of meditation do you subscribe to?
Well, we've got a few within our program anyway, but I just do random things, to be honest. Yeah. Depends on what, like lately it's like been
breathing exercises and that.
Yeah, breathing is more clearing my head of anything, any blockages or negativity, but also I'm just trying to attract, right now I want to attract more people like myself and my business. So more like-minded people to help me, you know, spread the love and help more people, more families get healthier and happier. Improve relationships and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you find that our minds are, you know, I think it's common knowledge that our minds are so severely distracted today with the age of social media being so much more prevalent in our daily lifestyle. Do you find that things like meditation really helps just alleviate some of that stress and anxiety that is associated with social media?
Yeah, definitely. Like social media is a hard one because, like, for me, my business is all based online, and I'm doing more social media than I have my whole life.
Yeah.
But it's being able to switch off from it at night and not go to bed still thinking about what you've got to do. So for me, I do meditate a little bit in the mornings, but for me, it's more so before bed that I have to just not be on my phone, just quiet my mind and be thinking positive thoughts before I go to bed. Because if thinking, oh, shit, what I need to do tomorrow, you know, oh, I haven't sent that email, or, you know, if you're thinking about other things you haven't done, you just don't have better quality of sleep.
Absolutely. And that's a really good point you've raised too, because, you know, I've read that and heard that a lot, that discussion about not picking up your phone, you know, first thing in the morning or last thing at night and scrolling your social media. Because that can, you know, you might not think it at the time, but it can affect your well-being the next day. So
For sure.
That's really interesting you brought that up. So, yeah, that's awesome. Man, this program sounds really, really cool. So if it's okay, I'm more than happy to post a link in the description box of this episode as well. And is it open for anyone of any age and that
absolutely
sign up for?
Men and women. I mean, the marketing looks quite girly, but like the last challenge was a man that won it, you know.
That's fantastic.
I've got a couple of blokes on the challenge at the moment.
Yep.
But it's a program that you can do in your own pace at any time. You don't have to do the 6-week challenge. So obviously I started with that, and then it's just part of my life now. It's just a lifestyle. So you know, recipes and just clean, healthy eating, but there's no deprivation. There's no calorie counting. It's just educating you on different, like, healthier swaps. So you know, say you love a spaghetti bolognese or something, we'll have like, you know, a healthy version of it where it's you know, turkey mince, but like loaded with grated vegetables in it, and then zoodles instead of pasta. You know, there's just so many ways you can swap out your pantry for healthy alternatives.
So is it more of a, just taking a stab in the dark here, is it more of a sort of a slightly more plant-based alternative?
Not completely. We do have a lot of vegetarian meals, but the supplements that complement the program, they're all vegan.
Yeah.
Capsules, vegan omegas, and whole food fruit and veggie capsules. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Because we don't get enough fruit and veggies in our diet every day, and prices of veggies are going up as well. These whole food capsules basically got 33 different fruits, veggies, and berries in them.
Yep.
Variety. So you're just topping up. You're bridging the gap between what you should be eating and what you are eating. It's called the Naked Health Program because you're nakedifying your pantry. So you just strip back to basics and whole foods. All the recipes are family friendly and easy to make, and like the dads approve, kids approve.
Mm-hmm.
And got protein powder as well that's also kid friendly. So you're hiding veggies and fruit and kids smoothies every day as well.
That's awesome. I love how you mentioned the kids in there too. So this is a program that can, you know, is basically essentially for the whole family as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is so cool. I think, like, I don't know, I don't know too much about a lot of these programs that are out there, but it's very rare that I hear of the word family associated with a program. So it's kind of really,
exactly.
It's really cool to hear that associated with your program. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, the kids also get their chewables for free with any adult order. So
yeah,
you get in your kids' supplements, you know, worth $200 for free adult order, so they're not getting missed out. Because not many kids eat their fruit and veggies.
No, they don't.
As many as you'd like them to.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's kind of interesting because, again, you know, the whole fast food world that we live in, you know, kids are just, you know, they're just
wanting eyes.
They want those chicken nuggets, man. They don't care about anything else. So, yeah.
We have a chicken nugget recipe.
That's awesome.
And a KFC chicken recipe. So, you know, healthy.
Oh, that's amazing, man. That's so cool. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Yeah. And you're getting a lot of positive feedback and seeing a lot of high success rates in the changes in families and individuals?
Yeah, absolutely. The testimonials have been so good. Like like I say, I only really started being consistent in October. In my very first month in October, just by posting on social media, I got like 16 customers in my first month. Majority of those are still with me now because they've had great changes, and majority of them are mums as well. Like I've got a few that aren't, but I'm not a mum, but I can still relate because I've got nieces and nephews, and when they come over here, they're like, oh, can we have some of your lollies? Like, yeah, sure.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And make up the chocolate treats, but chop up the kids' gummies and put them in there too. So they think that they're just eating Rocky Road, but it's like, yeah, you're eating 33 fruit and veggies right there.
That's so cool. I love it. That's amazing. Oh, good on you, man. That's, well done on that. That's such a huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. And I won't hold you up for too much longer, Tammy, but, man, it's been so good talking to you. And I have to ask, when I saw that you were on TV, I was just like, No way. I mean, is it okay if we talk about this one for a minute? I only recently talked to Breezy about, you know, her experiences on TV, and I just thought, man, like what a 360 that'd be, right?
Yep.
did it I guess I'll ask you that, you know, you were on the show called I Want to Marry a Farmer, was it?
Farmer Wants a Wife.
That's right. I asked Breezy the same question about her experience going from obscurity to, you know, stardom of sorts, where, you know, your private life is not really so private anymore. Did you find that transition happened to you as well for a time?
Not so much for me. I think Farmer Wants a Wife's pretty mellow. But I had actually applied for The Amazing Race with my old flatmate. And so it was during COVID times. So it was a bit bored. So 2020.
Yeah.
And didn't get on Amazing Race, but then got a call from the casting people asking if I and I was like, well, I'm single, I'm feeling pretty good because I just lost all that weight, so
yeah. You're like, yeah,
and I was bored, so yeah. I was like, oh yeah, maybe. And so I went through the interview process and they were really, really pushing for me to, you know, go on the show. And I think I know now it's because they needed someone of older age, because all the girls were only about 29, 32, I think, and I was 40.
Yeah.
The farmer was 39. Mm. So I think they just really wanted someone a bit older in there, because I didn't really have to try that hard to get on the show, to be honest.
Mm.
And happened very easily. And, yeah, it was definitely an experience. I've actually just had dinner with one of the girls off Farmer Wants a Wife tonight.
Oh, so, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, you make good friends out of it, which is the best part. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because, like, you know, I love your attitude and mentality about the whole experience. It's like you quite often read about a lot of the 20 something girls that go on these shows now, and they're just really doing it for, you know, influencer status and social media more so. Whereas you're doing it because you're bored, you're single, you're like, oh, I want a life experience, and you kind of went and got that.
Yeah, well, I was like, no expectations. Like, if you fall in love with a farmer, that's awesome. But at the same time, it's going to be an experience. I'm going to make some new.
Yeah.
I think I kept a very low profile afterwards because I met my partner now only a few months after filming.
Yeah.
And I had to keep it all a secret until it aired, which was like 4 months after I'd met my partner. So,
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah. Was it a trip for your family and yourself seeing you on TV like that?
It was very weird because it was, so that was on July last year.
Right.
So, yeah, my new partner came over to watch it with two of my besties, and, yeah, it was quite cringy, to be honest. But they found it entertaining, so that's the main thing.
Did you find yourself watching it too? Like, you know, I know a little something about, TV magic and that, and did you find yourself sort of going, oh, okay, that's a bit of fancy editing going on there? Like,
I actually think I got a pretty good edit, to be honest. I
that's cool.
Came out quite unscathed, and I got on very well with the producers, so
that's cool.
I feel like they did me a favor, because I was actually the first to leave the farm out of my crew, because I'd sort of said to them on the side, I'm the kind of person that will leave if I don't feel like there's a connection. I'm just honest.
I like that. And you've always been that way since I've known you.
Yeah, I'm very up. I'm like, I'm not gonna hang around for some dude that's not interested. Like, so I've got a good life back home.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they sort of said to him, send Tammy home first. So he told me that after the show, but I was like, no, he did me a favor. I was actually pretty happy with how I was perceived. It was all completely me. And And the only part that was a bit off was me crying at the end.
Yeah.
Because I was crying to say goodbye to the girls, not him. But, I was like Mother Goose out there because I was the oldest. And I'd been separated from them for over a week because I got the first date and had to go out there ahead of the others. But anyway, it was a good experience. And a lot of them.
Yeah. And, I mean, if like, opportunity presented itself again, would that be something that you'd consider doing in the future, or are you sort of happy and content with what you've done? You're like, I'm in a good place now. I don't need anything like that again.
Nah, I definitely wouldn't go on. Well, I wouldn't need to go on one of those shows.
No, definitely not. But, like, Amazing Race, per se, with your partner or something like that?
Yeah, possibly. But we've both got too many injuries. We're getting old.
Yeah.
We're too slow.
Yeah, fair, mate. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. And I always tease him about going on the block, and he's like, oh, my God, no, thank you.
He's probably like, oh, I don't want to embarrass myself with a power drill on TV.
Oh, he's pretty good with a tool.
Oh, that's all right. That's good. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Okay, well, I won't hold you up any longer, Tammy. This has been such an awesome chat, and
I'm
totally inspired by your journey, like such an incredible story. Are you in a good place now? Like, you're happy with yourself and happy with everything that's happening in your world?
Yeah, everything's awesome. It's I'm in a really good place, actually. Like, everything's sort of in alignment, and my business is growing really quickly, which is great. And hopefully I'll be able to give up the beauty by the end of the year and just focus on this and the weddings.
That's great, man. Actually, I do have one more thing to ask you. Do you have any advice to give to, say, young girls or even guys out there that are thinking about, you know, working overseas or following, you know, alternate lifestyle, like following a passion of going into business with health and beauty or anything like that? Do you have some words of wisdom at all?
First of all, for traveling, I always say go for it. If you got the opportunity to go, do it. And the yachting industry is probably a little bit different now, but yeah, there's a few things you've got to get through, but just getting overseas in any way form you can is the best experience and character building. I studied beauty while I was at Dracula's, so
yeah,
I've always done at least two jobs throughout my whole adult life, or had two things on the but I just think multiple streams of income is so important these days, especially the way the world's been lately.
Yeah.
Always definitely good to have something secondary to fall back on.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. No, that's really good, man. Good advice. And Tammy, thank you so much for sharing your happy days with me. It's been so
it was fun.
Cool to chat to you. Yeah, a lot of fun, man. And we'll post links to your program and hopefully some people can follow up and make some changes in their lives for the better.
Yeah, well, I've got Linktree, so I'll just give you that because that's a link to everything that I do.
Perfect, man. Perfect.
All the things, man.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Tammy, and you have yourself a happy week and keep on smiling.
Thanks, Jesse. Nice to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Yours too, mate. Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Bye. And that was my discussion with Tammy Freeman. Wow, what an amazing human being. Thank you so much, Tammy, for sharing your happy days with me and everyone for that matter. And hopefully those of you who've listened to this episode will find some positive and inspiring points that can help you make some positive changes in your lives. Because that's really what we're here for on Happy Days, is to help inspire and motivate each other to live our best life and inspire happiness. That's really all I ever want for people. I don't care about numbers, statistics. I really don't care about, you know, having the most followers or anything like that. If I can inspire happiness and positive changes, then I'm freaking happy, man. That means the world to me. And thank you to everyone that takes the time to share their thoughts with me, what they like about the show, and also just following the show, period, man. It means the world to me, man. It shows me that this little show works, man. So let's keep it up, man. Hit that subscribe button. Go that one step further. Ring that notification bell. And, if you've got friends out there that enjoy podcasts, by all means, direct them this way, man. It's a really cool show, man. We've had some amazing guests on here, people with all kinds of fascinating stories to tell. So let's spread the happiness, eh? We'll have another awesome Happy Days episode for you next week. If it's the one that I'm hoping for, it is going to be a absolute powerhouse episode. So please subscribe and stay tuned for that episode. It's going to be great. Once again, Happy Days is proudly brought to you by my very own Freak Productions, home of all my creative ventures, my comic books, my novels, my podcasts, etc. Check it out, www.freekproductions.com. You can support the channel, support the creativity of my world, by leaving a donation, buying a book, whatever you want, man. It's all there for you. And I'm very proud of it. It's all self-funded through majority self-funded through recycling, weekly recycling, which I use that money to support extremely talented artists in third world countries that help bring my ideas to life on the pages of my comic books and various artistic ventures. So yeah, check it out. And Once again, thank you so much for tuning into Happy Days. You guys are amazing. You've been awesome. I've been Jesse. And let's do this again next week. Till then, have a happy week. Stay happy. Fill it with positive thoughts. And take the time to be kind. Remember, as my dear friend Chippy always says, it's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. Till then, my friends, have a happy day.